From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Tuesday, November 25th. I'm Abby Larico. Every year, just before the holidays, Scouting America troops across the country collect food items for local pantries right off our front porches. It's an effort started 40 years ago here in St. Louis.
It's even more important this year than ever because of what's currently happening right now in the nation. I just know there are people that are struggling right now.
St. Louis Public Radio's Lucretia Wimbley on the giving tradition, coming up after this news on The Gateway. A lawyer for St. Louis Sheriff Alfred Montgomery says he doesn't believe the sheriff committed any crimes. That says the trial that could remove Montgomery from office comes to a close. Lawyers for the sheriff and the Missouri Attorney General finished calling their witnesses yesterday. The fourth day in court included testimony from a deputy who helped detain former acting jail commissioner Tammy Ross and an accountant who could speak to the department's finances. Justin Gelfand is a lawyer for Montgomery. He says the accountant's testimony helps prove there isn't financial mismanagement.
She testified that this whole fiction that there's $39,000 missing is just a fiction, that there's an ongoing reconciliation process that she is using, and that the money is not missing at all.
Lawyers will present their closing arguments today. A challenge to Missouri's use of general revenue to fund private school vouchers is in court this week. The lawsuit filed by the Missouri National Education Association seeks to block the state from distributing more tax dollars to school vouchers. The Missouri Independent reports nearly $40 million worth has already been disbursed. This is the first school year that scholarships for Missouri's school voucher program, called Mo Scholars, were funded directly from state revenue. Most scholars previously relied on a tax credit program. A new lawsuit from three advocacy groups accuses Missouri of violating the rights of some criminal defendants. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman has details on the federal case.
A judge, prosecutor, or defense attorney can ask the state to examine a defendant and determine if they are competent to stand trial. Under Missouri law, that exam must take place within 60 days, but the lawsuit alleges it takes the Department of Mental Health an average of 6 months. And defendants who are found incompetent wait on average 14 months for a psychiatric hospital bed to open up. The delays have gotten worse over the years, says Amy Malinowski. She is the director of the MacArthur Justice Center in St. Louis.
I'm frustrated at the seeming lack of urgency around this problem. I mean, we're talking about the lives of our neighbors and our loved ones.
The lawsuit asks a judge to force DMH to take steps to reduce those wait lists. The state does not comment on pending litigation. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.
A St. Louis County Republican state lawmaker has resigned to take a job at the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. Representative Justin Sparks announced on Facebook that he's stepped down from his House seat, which includes a portion of Wildwood. While Sparks did not specifically say what he's doing at the Department of Homeland Security, he says it's not a presidential appointment. Sparks is a former St. Louis County Police Department officer who was also a member of the Missouri Freedom Caucus. He unsuccessfully challenged John Patterson earlier this year to be Speaker of the House. It will be up to Governor Mike Kehoe to schedule a special election to fill Sparks' House seat. Ameren, Missouri, and regulators have reached an agreement on how large customers such as data centers should pay for their electricity. As St. Louis Public Radio's Kate Grumke reports, the two sides spent months working on the plan.
The Missouri Public Service Commission unanimously approved Ameren, Missouri's new terms of service for large electricity customers like data centers. The agreement was also supported by the Sierra Club, Renew Missouri, and data center companies like Google and Amazon. PSC Chair Kayla Hahn says the new tariff will make sure data centers are paying their fair share.
The rates and terms in the agreement are just and reasonable and not only protect customers, but provide a mechanism for Ameren's customers to benefit from the addition of large users.
The new agreement for data centers includes minimum years of service and exit fees if data centers try to leave early. I'm Kate Grumke, St. Louis Public Radio.
Alton now has citywide fiber internet connectivity. Alton Works is the company that's renovating downtown Alton. It says the $25 million project will be available to nearly all the Metro East City's current residents, plus attract remote workers and empower small businesses. It will have speeds up to 10 gigabits per second. That's the connectivity Alton Works says is used by Fortune 500 companies. Monthly prices will start at $30. The project was backed by a $20 million grant from the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity. Local attorney John Simmons started Alton Works in 2018. The development company has built a co-working space downtown and has several housing efforts underway. The show will not go on next year for the Evolution Festival, which announced a pause for 2026. As St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin reports, producers for the Forest Park Music Festival say there's too much competition next summer from other events.
Founder and executive producer Steve Shankman says that while the Evolution Festival could have done better in its 3 years, he's pausing the event because there will be too much pressure next year on a few key corporate sponsors.
We did a little less than I would say a lot less people than we thought, but money wasn't the issue. The issue was this. Instead of everybody hitting up Anheuser-Busch or Worldwide Technology, we feel the right thing to do is to step aside.
Shankman says he doesn't want to compete for sponsorships with the Soccer World Cup, which will play several matches in Kansas City, or a festival on the Arch Grounds to celebrate the nation's 250th birthday in July. Evolution Festival could return in 2027, but not necessarily in Forest Park. I'm Jeremy Goodwin, St. Louis Public Radio.
St. Louisans disappointed by a canceled 2023 Guns N' Roses tour stop will have another chance to see the band next summer. The Rock and Roll Hall of Famers announced a new world tour that will stop at Busch Stadium on August 16th. This will be the second St. Louis show for St. Louis County resident and GNR rhythm guitarist Richard Fortas. It's also the band's second local show since the 1991 Riverport Riot. That's when a confrontation between Axl Rose and a fan with a camera sparked 2 hours of bedlam. My dad was there. It kept the band away from St. Louis venues for nearly 3 decades until their 2017 show with the Dome. My dad and I were there. Tickets for the August concert go on sale next week. Thousands of people across the U.S. recently found blue grocery bags tied to their front door to be stuffed with food donation items that scouts could come back and collect this past weekend. It's an annual tradition known as Scouting for Food, which started 40 years ago in St. Louis. STLPR's Lucretia Wembley has this report on the collection and the impact in the St. Louis region.
We can just take them out of the bags and put them in, okay?
I'm at the fire department in Clayton, and leaders from Scouting America's Troop 21 instruct their members on how to organize thousands of packaged food items. Scouts across the country followed the same tradition after recently collecting bags filled with donated food.
Sometimes condiments from different restaurants have been donated, socks, whatever the item is, people are being generous. And sometimes they're unusual. I think some scout here said they found someone donated a can of caviar.
That's Rob Brockhouse, Cub Master of Pack 400 in Clayton. He says each year they're surprised by random donations like military meals and old boots, but it's fun for the kids.
So, okay. However you want to be generous, that is great, but, you know, the staples of corns and green beans and pasta and stuffing, those Thanksgiving things, those are the highlights. That's what we see most often.
Blue bags and canned goods are everywhere. Luke Kekati from Troop 21 organizes the donations into large bins.
So we put them in dry boxes and wet boxes. And depending on what's in the box, we sort it later.
Millions of food items are donated through the Scouting for Food program in the St. Louis region. Last year, that added up to at least 500,000 meals. This year's collection is happening at a time when many Americans are facing an urgent need for food. Nearly 800,000 Missourians were food insecure in 2023, according to researchers at the University of Missouri. Tom Kasha is the Scoutmaster of Troop 21 from the Greater St. Louis Area Council.
It's even more important this year than ever because of what's currently happening right now in the nation. I just know there are people that are struggling right now because they don't have their SNAP benefits, and I'm sure this helps them.
Kasha has been a scout since he was 14, and he's been a scout master since 1991. The Scouting for Food event started in St. Louis in 1985 and expanded to every scouting council across the country 3 years later. Kasha says regional donations have fluctuated.
For years, it's been getting bigger. It kind of got a little smaller after COVID, but then there was such a demand, they decided to continue to make it an annual event. The need was there, and once you start doing it, to stop it is kind of hard.
SNAP benefits resumed earlier this month, but the need for food remains high. The event offers a unique perspective for young scouts who may not fully understand what's been happening in the U.S. government or why there's a need. Dressed in a khaki uniform adorned with her Cub Scout patches, 9-year-old Evelyn Chang says she gets it.
I really like being a scout because I get to help with the people in need with giving food to them, and I also get to do really fun things about like hiking and camping.
Food insecurity rates are projected to continue rising nationwide. The U.S. Department of Agriculture most recently reported a 10% spike between 2022 and 2023. Yuhan Liu, a 14-year-old from Troop 21G, says anyone who can should donate to local pantries so that everyone can enjoy the Thanksgiving holiday.
Hunger is very prevalent in America, and we should do anything that we can to fight hunger, because anyone can affect hunger, and hunger can affect anybody.
I'm Lucretia Wembley, St. Louis Public Radio.
Our Brian Moline edited that piece. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis. Theme music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, thanks for listening to The Gateway.